Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay, thanks so much for joining me in the studio this morning.
Good morning, everyone.
So, Scott, for the first time in the capital city's modern history, voters have kicked a council member out of office through a recall election. How did this happen?
Well, what happened was really is after Kevin Jackson was indicted for embezzling from a youth sports team that he spearheaded for many, many years, and was also, he's accused of converting about $12,000 in campaign funds to personal use. People in this ward on the Providence's east side got very fed up. On the east side of Providence, where people value good government, so-called, they were very upset that here they felt let down. They felt their trust violated by the second politician from the neighborhood in just a couple of years.
Now, this recall election was very small, only about 2,000 votes spread over three different precincts. Two of those precincts received a large turnout. One did not. Did the breakdown of these votes have anything to do with the way things turned out?
Well, look, 91% of the voters decided to oust Councilman Jackson from office. That's a result that you don't often see. This is something out of the old USSR. I mean, let's face it, 91%. Nobody wins an election like that. You can understand why the turnout was fairly low, because special elections, you know, in May just don't bring a lot of voters out. But you have to really give a lot of credit to those who put this campaign together, because they left no stone unturned and worked very hard.
And who were the people that put this campaign together, and what was their strategy?
It was mostly women. It was Tricia Kammerer. She's a teacher, a music teacher at Oakland Beach Elementary School down in Warwick. But don't let that fool you. She's worked for Jack Reed. She ran a congressional campaign for Kate Coyne McCoy back in 2000. She's a very sharp political person. And Karina Holiak Wood, whose ex-husband was the council man from the district near there. And sure enough, she's been involved in city politics, understands the game, gets the joke, as we say in politics. So what they did was they put together a typical grassroots campaign. This wasn't a big money campaign. This was done door to door, social media, relentless, gathering the petitions. It's a cumbersome, hard process to do. And they went out and did it starting last July.
And maybe we could talk very briefly about Councilman Jackson. He was first elected to the city council in 1994, started serving in 1995. What propelled him to his initial victory, and how have things changed in his ward that led to this recall?
He got into politics for the right reasons, and he helped a lot of young people, particularly through his track and field organization, keeping kids in school, working very hard with some of the underprivileged kids back in the Mount Hope neighborhood, which is the more gritty side of the neighborhood. Somewhere along the line, though, he stopped being responsive to his constituents. Maybe he was there too long. And then, of course, these criminal charges came along, and he decided not to step aside. As Trish Kammerer said last night, we didn't really want to do this, but this was the only way to address the issue when the councilman would not step down voluntarily.
And Scott McKay, what is your takeaway from this campaign and the recall effort?
You know, in the age of Trump, a lot of people just throw up their hands and think we really can't do anything. This is proof that, you know, politics is not a spectator sport. You've got to roll up your sleeves and get your hands dirty if you want to make change. And you've got to get out there and do something about it. It's not enough to sit home, look at your television, see your council person get indicted. It's not enough to do that. What you've got to do is you want to make change. If you want to change things, you've got to work.
Well, Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay, thanks so much for joining us.
It's great to be here, John.